Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, TME.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hi.
We are in the final week of These Are Their Movies Month.
Dun, dun.
Bow, which bow, is Guido's bow, pick. Bow, but before bow. We get to Guido's pick, have you guys enjoyed These Are Their Movies?
Yeah.
I know I forced the SVU on a lot of people, but I do love it so much.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen any SV episodes, really, so now I have.
Now you have.
Now I have.
John and Heather have made quite... They're on, like, season 9, I think, now. They're moving through, and they texted me because they were on an episode. The episode that Matt was going to do for this month, the Robin Williams episode, but they hadn't gotten to Robin Williams yet. And Matt was like, wait till you see the big stars in that movie. And then John's like, fucking Robin Williams? Fuck! And then they got to another episode. They're like, Heather was like, ew, that gross dude from Legally Blonde who dumped Elle. I was like, oh, wait till you see who plays his dad in that episode. It's the dad from Seventh Heaven, the one who, you know, actually committed a sex crime.
The actual diddler.
Oh, the diddler.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Porn.
The Crusettes?
Kind of like porn.
It kind of was.
Is that the special Pokemon one?
No.
Because there's a Pikachu Le Creuset Dutch oven and I want it.
How much is that?
What?
Like $500?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is actually. It is.
Le Creusets are expensive anyway, so.
But it's Pikachu.
That's why I went with the...
And I think that's cool.
That's why I went with the Martha one.
With the Martha. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have that we one than the one that looks like a pumpkin.
Oh my God, the ones that look like pumpkins are so pretty though.
They're so pretty.
But they got one that looks like a blueberry. Yep.
A blueberry?
Yep. Looks like a little blueberry,
oh,
and I think that's cool.
I must say, I really like the plates that look like cabbages.
Yes,
like
I do too.
Leaves.
I think they're pretty. Yeah.
They're so expensive.
Do you know
they're
who
so pretty.
Probably doesn't need a Le Creuset to cook? Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing pretty well.
He can eat off... He eats tree bark.
Yeah.
Because he likes the taste.
I was trying to think of a way... I was like, if only there was like some sort of poncho Le Creuset.
His poncho he makes?
Yeah, his porcelain poncho.
String. Well, speaking of Sylvester Stallone, Guido, what's your pick for These Are Their Movies?
I'd love to tell you.
Was Frank Stallone on SVU?
No, Frank Stallone's never been on SVU.
I chose for you Rambo.
John Rambo, a drifter just passing through their town.
Morning! Headed north or south?
North.
Now jump in. I'll make sure you're heading the right direction. Huh?
You got some place I can eat around here?
There's a diner about 30 miles up the highway.
Is there any law against me getting something here?
Yeah, me. I want you to book this gentleman for vagrancy, resisting arrest, carrying a concealed weapon.
They knew he was innocent.
I'm starting to dislike you a lot.
They didn't give a damn.
Okay. First Blood,
did
part
you choose
one.
It
Blood.
For her?
Well, yeah.
And who was in Rambo that was also on SVU?
So the person, yeah, our tie-in guy is going to be a Brian Dennehy. Okay, not Brian Dennehy. Get it? Brian Dennehy.
Okay.
And he was, you know, I have the SVU episode here, but let me ask you, like, what did you think when I chose this movie then? Allie or Tammy or Matt.
I had never seen this movie.
Yeah, that's right. You've never seen it.
It replaced the joke that Matt's dad would always make when I had never seen Rocky. And he used to introduce me as, this is Allison. She'd never seen Rocky. And then I saw Rocky.
Sounds annoying as fuck.
And then I saw Rocky. And so then the new movie became Rambo because I'd never seen Rambo.
Well, that also because the elder Lindsay men, they all have a favorite Stallone movie. Dad's was Rocky. Uncle Bruce is Rambo. He was the one that ran with it.
Yeah.
Uncle Jack doesn't talk. And I think Uncle Gary's favorite was Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. I don't remember.
Excellent choice.
But
bet you he loves Over the Top, too.
Oh, no. Uncle Bruce loves Over the Top.
Oh, my God.
Like, that house is definitely a Stallone house.
Ugh.
You wouldn't have thought that because of how much of an expert Seth is on, like, Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
But Uncle Bruce really loves Stallone.
Tammy, I got to tell you about this real quick. So Over the Top is a movie starring Sylvester Stallone where he is a big rig truck driver and he's also a competitive arm wrestler.
Yeah.
He takes his kid out on the road with him while he beats the pants off of all these guys at different truck stops and Flying J's at arm wrestling and then goes to arm wrestling championships. It's fucking
That's
wild. Also, and Sylvester Stallone's got, he's got two modes. He's got friendly mode and that is hat brim forward. But when he gets serious, he turns his hat around the brim backwards, and then he's serious mode.
And the arms,
he gets extra strong.
So huge in this movie, like his arms are like
popping out. Yep.
This sounds awful.
It's terrible.
It's not good. But
on so many levels.
But we should watch it anyway.
If only someone from was on SVU from that movie.
I don't know who's in that movie, so I'd have to look it up.
You know what, dude? The bad guy in that movie, it had to have been on SVU. All right, please. Let me look. Please tell me.
I was excited to watch it.
Finally put that notch in the belt.
Yes. All right. Yes.
And then my uncle's going to move the goalpost. And, well, she's never seen Over the Top, so.
Naturally.
I have seen a Rambo. It was not this
one. It was not this one. You saw First Blood Part 2 where it was in Vietnam.
Yeah, that's the one that I have recalled.
It was really fun explaining the sequels to Allie earlier today.
So I'm thankful that that you haven't seen this as well. So got to break your Rambo cherry.
Okay.
Brembo Shari.
I can't say I was excited to see it.
Are you laughing at the caliber of actor in Over the Top?
The only person, and I don't think he was in it, Robert Loggia, but I don't think Robert Loggia's ever been on an SVU episode. So.
Robert Loggia.
Is he the bad guy in that movie?
I don't remember.
Robert Loggia's the general.
The fact that, like, on IMDb, almost more than half of these people don't have a picture with their IMDb profile is telling you exactly how good this movie is.
Yeah, because they're all the truckers that he arm wrestled.
Oh, my God.
They probably got actual truckers.
It's like Maximum Overdrive. All right, well, then I'm going to jump into it then.
I mean, I did see it.
I know you've seen it, and you love it.
And I was real excited to see it.
Yes.
I'm going to fail your movie now.
I don't think you will.
Watch me, bitch.
Oh, goodness.
You spiteful bastard. Are you sure you're not Italian at all?
You drew first blood, not me.
Oh, God.
All right, fine. Here you go. Rambo came out in 1984, and it was directed by Ted Kotcheff of Weekend at Bernie's fame.
Nice.
Go figure, Rambo doesn't die at the end of this movie either. Anyway, it stars Sylvester Stallone as John Jay and a Brian Dennehy as Dick Cop.
Definitely a dick.
He's such a dick in this.
It cost $15 million to make, and it made $160
million. Now that's a profit.
That's fucking wild.
That's a success. It has a Rotten Tomato score of 86%, and most people rated it 4 stars on Letterboxd, so because it's fucking good.
I did.
Most of the people that watched this movie that voted. Go ahead and snopes me.
we're going to fact check.
That's my favorite pop culture reference lately. That will age nicely. So let's start with the cameo, tying our SVU episode with Brian Dennehy. Okay, so season 8, episode 10, a priest whom Elliot knows asks him to talk to a Brian Dennehy. He's been counseling who's about to die. All right, so Elliot sees Brian and goes to see Brian's daughter, and Brian wants to see her, but she hates him. So she gives the cops money he sent to her over the years, and then the cops discover that the money was stolen by a couple of bank robbers who are known as the Fedora Bandits. And then Elliot thinks he's one of them and thinks that's it. But the priest tells him, no, there's more. So he brings Olivia along, and that's when they learn that he killed his partner because he was the actual father of his daughter, but because he was going to kill her. So they also learn that the partner killed her mother and that someone else was convicted of the crime, so they try to get him released, but they need the man to say he didn't do it, but he's already in the final stages of death. So it's like, it's a fucking mess of a storyline, and I hated it, just so you know. So Molinex is the guy that took the fall and killed the guy while in jail. Oh no, the plot takes a turn. Give me a break.
It's a wild ride.
Because funny enough, this episode was the episode after my episode.
Yeah.
This is, they're just doing the whole, like, they're making so many twists, they might as well be Annie Ann's.
What the fuck? Are they mispronouncing Molinois?
Molyneux?
Molinex.
Molyneux? Because they're saying Molinex, and I feel like it's disrespectful to French people.
Well,
like, what is a Molinex? And where the hell is Ice-T?
I know. This is one of those episodes I don't like of SVU where they, like, are not really in the police station, and it takes, like, this weird, annoying, like, turn. Yeah, like...
This was one meandering story.
It's...
I like to think when you don't see Ice-T or Munch, it's like a heavy Stabler or Benson episode. I like to think that Munch and Ice-T are out trying to solve one of Munch's crazy, like...
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Like X-Files style. Like, Richard Belzer and Ice-T are just chasing after Bigfoot. Yo, Munch, why you think Bigfoot's up here in the Catskills? This don't make no sense.
I'm so happy the daughter in this episode was too late to talk to a living Brian Dennehy, because she can't cry on camera. She just looks like she ate spicy wings.
Oh, she comes back
She's
later.
She's a very taut forehead.
In a later episode of SVU, of playing a different character.
Does she do that poorly
as well? It's
Padgett
Brewster. Yeah. She's pretty good in that episode, but she can't cry, and she gets busted for taking bribes from a madam.
Guido did probably remember how a person looks after they just ate really hot wings, because I saw him do it last
time. Yes, you did. You got that hot wing.
I was thinking about those today, and they were... I would do that again.
Ugh.
It tasted good.
Did it hurt this morning?
No. That's why I'd do it again.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
They injected one out of six wings with ghost peppers sauce, and then they didn't tell you which one it was. It was wing roulette, and I thought that was nice.
I thought that was nice.
I like that.
They sauced them in a bowl.
In a bowl. You fucker. You say that, I got the tiramisu, so...
In a bowl.
Made it in a bowl. The fuck out of here, you people.
Does Sylvester Stallone make his boar, his wild boar, in a bowl?
I like how he barbecues. This
well,
is so nice.
That was the wild boar
ragu.
Ragu.
I got your gabagoo.
He's got some gnocchi on there.
So...
Wait.
You gonna
say
fart?
It.
You gonna fart?
No. Say it.
Say what?
The cheese. How do you say it?
Mozzarella?
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella, mozzarella, mozzarella. No. Prosciutto.
No, you don't say it that
yes,
way.
I do.
Prosciutto. No, you fucking don't.
There's an O at the end of
yeah,
it. You can't just ignore
it.
Letters.
You don't.
I can't wait until John hears this episode.
Ricotta.
I hope, you know what?
Say
I hope he
ricotta.
Curses in his car and then he veers into oncoming
say
traffic. You hear me, you bitch?
R-I-C-O-T-T-A.
You hear me, you big bearded bald bitch?
Ricotta?
Talking to you.
No, the funny thing is, he's been calling him out in the group chat over these pronunciations too. So you're basically vindicating John.
Right John now. And I had, I think everybody went home and John and I were left
I had
with
no
Guido. And
left with
had,
me. That's really nice.
We had a 25-minute conversation about how Guido thinks he says these vowels.
He does.
He does not.
He does. You
it was
are both
hilarious.
Idiots.
No, you
okay?
are.
And you are pedantic idiots on top of that, because you just exist to grind my gears.
Mozzarella.
God put you here to test me, you bitch.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Mozzarella.
Ricotta.
Prosciutto.
Fuck you.
So you just talk like Sylvester Stallone in this movie.
Prosciutto.
Nothing is over!
Sorry, go ahead, Guido.
I don't want to.
Manicotti.
Manicotti. Right.
I'm going to hide your fucking shit when we get home.
Oh, no.
Good luck finding the remote. So, poor Rambo.
No, wait. Would he say, if he's talking about Rambo, shouldn't he just say Ramb?
Yeah.
John Ramb. John Ramb. He just wants to draw. He just wants to walk. He wants to go and talk to his buddies.
He's
some
just
nice
hungry. He just wants some food.
It's a Sammy.
He just wants some nice mozzarella.
All right, that's enough.
I hate you so goddamn much. Fucking both of you are dead to me.
He wants a picnic basket.
I got your fucking picnic basket.
Today.
Fucking bitch. I'm so. I don't even. Oh, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you.
Guido, you picked the most Italian of Italians to be in this movie.
The Italian Stallion.
He's my guy.
So, all right. So, poor Rambo, Rambagoo, looks like he just crossed the Mojave Desert. Okay, he's got his veins poking. His Farrah Fawcett hair is bigger than his head.
It's so feathery.
It's feathery.
Wispy.
He's got Wrangler jeans tucked into his boots.
You said 84, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to gauge because of how jacked he looks. I'm thinking this was what, like Rocky 3?
Dude, when he takes off his shirt, his chest is just so...
It's a triangle.
Yes, it's a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
His waist is so small.
He's petite.
It's crazy.
Arnold would call him petite.
Well, I don't think he's a very tall person.
Oh, he's not?
No.
You can tell when he's in the precinct later.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll find it. It's dark over here. I'm so sorry. Okay, so he's tracking down the last living member of his squad from Nam. He's quickly and unapologetically informed of his friend's Agent Orange death. Sad Rocky face.
Very
he
sad.
Takes a hike again. Oh, Lord, he be drifting. He's just walking into a small shit town in Washington. Just the shoelace expressed. His fucking Lambor feeties. Brian the dick cop Dennehy offers to give John Jay a ride north and out of his town because he don't like no beatnik punk with big hair while wearing American flag patches.
It's overly aggressive from Jump Street.
Brian is such a fucking asshole.
He really is.
You wouldn't like it here, he says. We don't like guys like you. What a fucking dick.
Beautiful scenery.
Yeah, I thought it was Twin Peaks.
It was British Columbia. I looked it up.
Brian drops Rambo off and points him north, then drives off. Rambo just turns around and starts walking back to town after all, he is hungry.
And also, he didn't like how the cop was hassling him.
Exactly.
Because he didn't do anything.
So Brian Doahy sees Rambo and then turns around to arrest him for trumped up bullshit. Time to go to jail and meet the rest of the soft officers and a baby Caruso.
Ugh.
Dick cop number two, Galt, played by Jack Starrett, looks like a bowling pin with a mustache.
This guy is awful.
Yeah, he's...
Looks like five of the people I bowl with on Wednesdays. And he's
no
that,
chest.
They're that miserable, all tummy too.
David Caruso is so young.
He's so red-haired.
And who would have thought he'd be the one that would be the voice of reason in the police station?
Yes.
He was actually the better of the cops.
Knowing what we know now about David Caruso.
Yep.
Be David Caruso from Jade.
I know exactly what you mean.
Of course you do.
They process Rambo, they de-louse him, the whole time he's having PTSD flashbacks. The cops, high on the jizz straight from the long dick of the law, try to shave him with a straight razor, but Ramb ain't about that shit, so he springs into army beast mode and does a karate kick and a judo chop. And he's incapacitating pussy cops left and right. All these cops are actually taller than Rambo. He's just a little honey badger, but he doesn't give a shit.
Honey badger don't care.
Oh my God.
He makes it out of the precinct and into the streets to assault a teenager for a dirt bike.
I think I texted you about it. Like, at this point, she called Brian Dennehy an asshole three times.
I did.
And then,
I kept going, like, why are they being so mean to him?
And then the, and then when he jumped out, when he broke, holy shit! Oh my God! Wow!
Oh my God!
It was hard for me to, and then I was like, wait, is this the movie? And you were like, yeah. I was like, this is the movie?
Yeah, because
the movie starts really quickly, and I love that.
But, like, in what she meant was, because she's only, like, known references from the sequels. And I'm like, yes, this is a very subtle
film, because I've never seen any of the other ones either, but I, for some reason, thought they were, like, that he was, like, a commando or, like, special forces, and he was brought in. I didn't realize, like, the first movie was like this. I thought it was, like, going to be crazy, like they always are.
You know? A cartoon.
Yeah.
But this is legit.
This is subtle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, tough for Sylvester.
And for me personally.
Yeah.
So, Rambo heads for the hills, literally driving it like he stole it. Brian, fueled purely by ego at this point, takes his Ford Granada off some sweet jumps and then flips it because he is an inept fat man in a shrunken uniform. He can't move his arms in that jacket, so he couldn't move the steering wheel lock to lock.
Well,
so
he was a fat guy in a little coat.
Was this the shearling coat he wore, or is that later? Because I do love that.
Yeah.
That shearling
coat.
Yeah, I
do have a description of that.
Yeah, okay.
Fat guy in a little coat.
But Brian gives good chase, you might say. So, Ram does a survival, and he adapts and overcomes nature. He's cold, boom, makes a poncho out of an extension cord and a tarp. Reinforcements show up, they got dogs, an AR-15. So, there are three dogs, one dog man, and five tightly coiled piles of hero-harassing police officer. Rambo comes up to a gorge, and the bad guys are closing in. Rambo is 6 feet from the edge, and he's thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Amazing.
Hanging by his fingertips, a helicopter shows up with Galt in the passenger seat to shoot poorly at him with a .308 hunting rifle.
He got pretty close a few times.
Well, he did, but the helicopter is stuck in a thermodraft, so, you know, it's a little unsteady, but...
Yeah, you can see the wires.
Yes. Rambo...
At this point, I was like, I hope he falls out. I really hope he falls out of this fucking helicopter. Yeah. I was really pissed at this dude.
I was annoyed at the lack of Wilhelm scream.
Also, the number of times that man says, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
I really wish I had counted.
If you don't fly this straight, I'll kill you too.
You son of a bitch.
It's like, bold move since he's flying the helicopter bud.
Yeah, Rambo jumps off into the ugly tree, hits every branch on the way down.
Oh, he sure does.
And then manages to hit the helicopter with a rock. Spooking Galt. He falls out and dies like a flat bitch on the rocks.
Yeah.
Ram takes his jacket and rifle. The cops are sad that the second worst of them has died.
I don't know. I actually think he was worse.
Worse than Ryan Dennehy. Also, he never puts that jacket on. He takes his jacket, but then he doesn't actually use it.
That's for his lap.
Well, you have to warm your chest. Your arms will take care of themselves. I learned that from Batman.
You got to warm your core. That's why vests are a thing.
Yes.
I thought that was from Back to the Future, just vests being a thing. I mean,
you're not wrong. Rambo sews up his boo-boos and tries to turn himself in, but Brian shoots first and misses, of course, because he's a bitch.
They all are terrible shots.
I said they're stormtroopers with the accuracy.
That's why they're cops.
Because I think at one point I was like, they look like they're on the forest moon of Endor in this forest, and they're just all stormtroopers because none of them can hit anything. Like,
aim small, miss small.
They also are very, they're not used to fighting that far away, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure they don't have a lot of problems.
They have hunting experience, and in this area, they know these woods.
Oh, okay.
They go deer hunting here.
Yeah, they go hunting, but they're like podunk deputies. Again, referencing Twin Peaks, that's why they had to bring in an FBI agent to help them with this crazy murder. Because
they're not trained killers.
They're not used to this sort of shit.
It's starting to sink in how fucked they are as they learn that Rambo is a war hero and a Green Beret. Like, they are a unique band of badasses.
I wonder if that's why in Commando, at that part where he fights Bill Duke, and he's like, you forget to get your ass kicked by a Green Beret, and then Arnold goes, I eat Green Berets for breakfast. You think that's like...
Oh, it was totally a subtle dig to Rambo. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
100%. And he's admitted as much. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that there's an interview with Arnold, and he said that there was a tit for tat in terms of body count with their movies. And you could do it in the voice if you want, but it was a competition. Who can kill more guys in the movies?
Who can kill more guys in the movies? Like Sylvester, he would do this in the first Rambo movie.
Ramb.
I'm saying it like a real Italian. The marinara and the prosciutto.
All right.
And the mozzarella.
If I had a fucking button to a trap door, I would have worn that button out.
Yeah.
I would have sent both of your asses to the goddamn alligators, you fucks.
I would have sent you to the goddamn alligators.
The alligator. Great. Wonderful. So,
Gabagool.
Ram uses this time to set up some traps for human hunting. A little guerrilla warfare for the cops with the hat condoms. They think they spotted Rambo, so they let the dogs loose. Rambo kills the dogs with his new rifle and then shoots the dog man.
I love how whenever they bring in someone who has dogs in movies like this, it's always
some old guy. Old that's like,
dude wearing overalls who's like, we're going to get him. It's the same dude in every movie, I swear.
He looks like he stinks, too.
Ew.
So the cops are spooked. They return fire, shooting wildly into the forest into the direction of the sound, much like that scene in Predator.
I was watching it. I was like, this movie is Predator, but Rambo is the Predator, and everyone else is trying to hunt him.
Yes, that's accurate. Turns out what they saw was the stuffed jacket that Rambo took off Galt's body.
Oh.
They send the last dog out, and Rambo stabs it to death.
God.
The cops fan out. They try to enclose Rambo into a corner. Five cops now. One of these cops, sidebar, has an HK-93A2, and I am very jealous. That is a very cool gun, and they outlawed those. You couldn't get those. You could only get them for a short period of time, and then they outlawed all the scary guns for a while. So I want.
Okay.
Anyway, Rambo stabs baby Caruso in the thigh and then runs off. This slows the whole team down as they care for the wounded. Like, this is typical guerrilla warfare.
Because also didn't somebody else get impaled with his booby traps?
So on his way to help, another cop takes a spike booby trap right to the dick. Big oof. Brian helps him stuff his balls back into a sack and then finds that another cop has been tied to a tree around his neck.
Oh, yeah, this was bad.
At this point, Rambo springs out, puts a knife to Brian's neck. Rambo tells him to let it go, let it go.
Make like Elsa, let it go. Let it go.
And then disappears into the forest, leaving Brian to scoop the shit out of his pants with his hands.
His pants are full of poopy pantalone.
Poopy pantalone.
I'm never going to forgetty. I'm getting upsetty. Back
You're
at the base.
You're going to pronounce those vowels now, aren't you?
Back at the base, easily a couple hundred police officers, emergency responders, the damn National Guard establish a headquarters. Brian, in a jacket that fits, but it looks like it was made from clubbing defenseless baby lambs.
I love it. I love this jacket. I believe at this point I said, you know, he is a dick, but Brian Dennehy can kind of get it in this movie. I'm not gonna lie. I thought he was kind of hot.
Never mind. The next scene, Brian sucks his gut back into his tiny little uniform. The Colonel, Sam Troutman, played by Richard Crenna, shows up to tell Brian how fucked he is. He knows that Rambo let Brian live. It's the only reason he's still alive. Meanwhile, Ramb has a barbecue in an abandoned mineshaft. Some real nice Goblin Corps vibes here.
The Goblin Corps?
Yeah, it's much like Cottage Corps, but, you know.
Is this after they fired the thing?
No, it's before that.
Okay.
The Colonel and Rambo have a chat, and he tells the Colonel that they drew first blood.
Title of the movie.
And all he wanted was a sandwich. But the cops, they drew first blood.
It's a dickhead cop.
Cautionary tale of what happens when you don't feed people properly.
That's what I'm talking about. He was hangry.
He just was hangry.
Don't be a dick. I mean, hell, you know, honestly, I don't think Rambo would have cared if Brian Dennehy was saying, yeah, there's a nice diner 30 miles up. If Brian Dennehy might have driven him to the diner.
Yeah.
But he would have to be nice.
It's a lot of time in a car with a smelly guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what else is he going to do in his fucking bum-fuck town?
And was like, yeah, why don't you get a bath with hair like that? It's just too much.
Yeah, this is wild.
Fucking asshole. So they used the broadcast to determine Rambo's location. And in the morning, hundreds of cops and troops point their guns at the front of the mine entrance. They think they have him trapped, and they shoot a rocket at him. So he closes the entrance. Rambo has to just climb out somewhere else, I guess. Brian shows up wearing baby animals again and is upset that the troops shot a rocket at Rambo. Rambo does some Indiana Jones and climbs out of the mine somewhere further down the mountain. The Colonel and Brian share a drink in town, and Rambo steals a military cargo truck with his favorite machine gun in the back, the M60.
The gun of Rambo?
Yeah. The gun of Rambo.
So,
belt-fed 7.62 by 51.
I didn't notice
by 52.
Him when we were watching it, but when we got to the end of the movie and we were listening to that amazing song, and I had to keep listening, so I looked at the credits, I saw how one of the Army National Guard was Bruce Greenwood, like, you know, from Fall of the House of Usher and...
Captain Pike.
He's one of the, like, when they're all shooting and he's like, I need you to go with it. I'm not going in. And he's one of them.
One of the...
Laying on the ground. The guy from Star Trek.
Just
because,
like,
I noticed his name and I was like, huh, why is he in this movie? It was him.
Just like the state...
just a working actor.
Just a work... Well, it was 84. I mean, that was, like, early on. And he's Canadian.
Yeah, just like the state trooper, you know, Brian Dennehy's superior that was, like, chewing him out before Richard Crenna showed up. That guy was from Outlaw Josie Wales. Mm-hmm. He was the red legs guy.
This also is around the time, probably my favorite line, when they think that Rambo was killed and they find out he wasn't. And then the deputy goes in to tell Brian Dennehy, he goes, Captain, Rambo, he's back. Or he says something like, he came back. Very jolly, he says it like, he's not gone.
Yeah, I like it. And then, like, Brian Dennehy's like, yeah, apparently that dead guy, Rambo, he's dead. They stole a truck.
Yeah.
He's on his way to town. Some cops try to catch up to him and shoot at him, but he just runs him off the road. He comes up to a roadblock and just rams through all of the cop cars. He's on a mission to fuck Brian Dennehy with a machine gun, and he's going to. Rambo slides the truck into the gas station, grabs his gun, starts a nice big fire. Brian and company can see the fire from the precinct, so they go there and they get shot at. Brian tells the townsfolk to go inside and lock the doors because he doesn't have anything under control. Maybe hide under a bulletproof table. Like a good Korean shop owner, Brian heads to the roof to watch the destruction of his shitty little town.
I do like the town-wide speaker system that apparently this town has.
It's literally the only good thing he's done in this movie. Telling the people to hide.
Yes.
Rambo just wanted something to eat.
I said, I'm not defending him here. I just said that's literally the only good thing Brian Dennehy did in this movie.
Yeah.
So Rambo shoots the power poles, cutting the electricity to the precinct, and then creates a huge explosion in the sporting goods store using black powder. Brian Dennehy pees his pants as Rambo shoots up the precinct with his machine gun. Rambo shoots through the roof, and into Brian, sending him crashing down through the skylight. The colonel shows up just in time to keep Rambo from killing Brian all the way, and now Rambo has a little crash out. He just spills about how all of his friends died in front of him, just blood and guts, Rambo trying to shove meat back into bodies to try and keep them together. No one's helping. Just the ultimate feeling of futility, you know, just how he and every other non-vet came home to a country that didn't really believe the stories that they were telling and treated them all like shit.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very sad.
Yes.
In the book, Colonel Troutman is the one who kills Rambo and this ends his suffering-fueled rampage.
Did you not read the credits where it said...
I was distracted by the song.
Well, no. The
She's book looking at the song.
The book part, saying that it was based on a book, was in the opening credits as well.
Oh,
and this will help here. Check this out. So the reason Brian Dennehy's character is mean from the get is that he's a decorated Korean War vet. He was disappointed in all the publicity of the Vietnam War was getting. So full recognition of the Korean War vets only came after the country began to welcome home its Vietnam vets in the early 80s through the 90s. And the Korean War Memorial in D.C. wasn't even erected until 95, which is 13 years after the Vietnam Memorial Wall.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
They truly were slighted. And, you know, I get it, but it still comes off better as the dick cop encompassing all of the country's, like, distaste for these people. It's a good story, and it shined a good light on a big deal. So I like this movie.
He barely speaks the entire movie, and then to have this, like, fucking 13-minute...
He's got no legs!
...monologue with the... I know he can't help it, but the lip and, like, just the...
Yeah, I think it's hilarious how you think I'm an asshole for laughing when that little girl gets her head lopped off in Hereditary. Meanwhile, she's laughing at John Rambo crying about...
That's fucking terrible.
The thing of,
I was like...
That's so sad.
I was like, that is so fucked.
Is it the acting that you were laughing at?
Yes!
Yeah.
Because... barely speaks the entire movie. All we get are like the odd grunts and like the ooh, and then this like crazy scene in the end of him. Like, it's just bizarre.
I'm looking for Monroe.
I think if they had cut it,
where's McDermott? He's dead.
If they had cut it at the part where he talks about the kid blowing up his friend,
yeah,
it would have been fine. Like the whole part where
he
like,
just keeps going and going.
Like the red Chevy, who's gonna make it so fast?
Like the part where he's like. Nothing is over. It's not my war. Like that was good.
That was fine. And then we get into like a blubber fest, and it's
then
just
when,
like,
yeah, he freaks
he's
out,
breaking
he
down.
Out.
He's
like,
crying.
I could drive a tank. I could do this. Now I can't even fucking.
And then he walks out.
Park some of his cars.
That song.
That song.
Suicide is painless.
That's a great song.
It brings on many changes.
It was you joke, but I think that Rambo song was just as good as that MASH.
I'm with you there, bud. You know what would have been better? Too. And I'm stroking.
Oh, God.
I stroke it to the left. I stroke it to the right.
I hate that song so much.
What is that from?
It's this song that he has on his Friday playlist.
I stroke it to the woman that
I love best.
It's the worst song you will ever hear. It's horrid.
It's in The Nutty Professor.
Oh.
No,
okay.
The
I'm supposed to know it from the
It's
movie.
Common knowledge, bitch.
Now, the worst song ever is, as always, it's Don't Stop Believing. So.
Yeah, okay, fine.
You sure it's not that Hawk Tua remix I sent you a few weeks ago? You gotta Hawk Tua spit on
hey,
that
you
thing,
know,
baby!
You notice how he pronounces vowels in that? He doesn't go Hawk Tua.
Twa.
Correct.
Well, it's not the vowel isn't at the end of the letter, so.
I will get you for this, my friend.
No, he says Hawka.
I feel better knowing that I've seen Rambo now.
Well, Allie, did you pass it?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass it because I did enjoy watching it. It felt like I was watching like Predator, but also kind of like that Liam Neeson movie where it's just like never ending violence. It's just like the one where his stupid dumb daughter can't run.
Taken.
Just like it starts and it just is unreal. It's like yeah. It just keeps going. He's horrible. He's such a tiny waste. It's so weird. And but I will pass it. And I do love Brian Dennehy. He's a great actor. He's actually really good in this movie.
He's
the only one who's not over the top.
If he makes you want, like if he makes you hate him because of the character that he plays, then that's a good
like
actor.
Like I said, can get it. I really liked that Cheerleading jacket.
Tammy.
I'm gonna pass it.
Yes. God. Begrudgingly.
They pulled at my heartstrings.
Is it because nothing is over?
Nothing is over!
God.
The vet story pulled at my heartstrings. I was also very excited that that man got his skull crushed on the rocks.
Yes.
Yes.
Douche.
I thought the poncho was a bit much. I
feel like it didn't need the string belt.
Well, you gotta have dry shoulders.
Well, he had such a tiny waist, he needed a belt, all right, to cinch it.
So tiny.
He needed him to have a shirt on.
He needed to cinch.
He's resourceful.
It's just not my kind of movie. That's all.
Yeah. Matt?
Oh, dude, you know what? Hell yeah, I pass this movie. It's the only one of the franchise I like. I mean, except for the one that was dedicated to the brave Mujahideen warriors. So that was what?
Number Dojo Kudu.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
No, it's great True. Movie. I wish Sylvester Stallone would just stop hitting the shit and keep doing it and making it worse.
Well, like he said, he's got a lot of kids to take care of. Mm-hmm. Although they're all adults now.
The Rambo from 2008 was good. And I'll tell you why. There's a scene where he gets in the back of a Jeep that has a mounted 50 caliber machine gun.
Oh,
he
Lord.
Swings it around and shoots the driver point blank in the face. Absolutely paints the inside of the windshield with blood. It was disgusting. I cannot wait to see it again. It was fucking wild. He mowed down an entire rice paddy full of the Viet Cong and just cutting people in half with 50 caliber bullets. It was sick.
Does it take place during the Vietnam War?
Oh, no. So he was escorting missionaries.
Oh.
And it's like, this is like a subsect of the Viet Cong leftovers. And he just annihilates them heavy machine gun fire.
The fourth one's in Vietnam again, too?
Yeah.
Because the second one, it's like he goes back to Vietnam. He's like, do we get the win this time?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's just working on a boat, and then he's just escorting some of these, like, God-fearing people.
And then the shit goes
awry.
The third one, he rescues Richard Crenna in Afghanistan. Then the fourth one you're talking about. And isn't there a fifth one now, too?
Yeah, where it's like Old Man Rambo. Guess what? That one doesn't suck either, so I don't want to tell you.
Well, passes all around.
Yes.
Everyone's movie passed this month. Now we're going to rate.
We're going to rank
the movies. Favorite to least favorite. My pick was Gone Girl.
Mine was the remake of Fright Night.
Mine was Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Rambone.
And Ramb
first.
Who would like to go next?
Ramb it up your ass.
Or who would like to
ass.
Go first?
Ah, fuck it. I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. Number one, I'll go from favorite to least favorite. Number one is Zach and Mary Make a Porno. Number two is Ramb First Blood. Number three is Fright Night. And I am checking my pillow before I go to bed tonight. Number four is Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Guido.
Rambo, Porno, Vampire, and Crazy Bitch.
I'm going to do Porno, Crazy Bitch, Hot, Vampire, Colin Farrell,
mm-hmm.
Tiny, Sylvester Stallone.
What?
Tiny waist.
Cinched Stallone. That should be the title of the episode. Cinched Stallone.
No, it should be Ramb.
Ramb. Ramb, a.k.a. Rambo.
And you
fuck
gotta,
you both.
You gotta do the you gotta have the emojis of the entire.
Nice.
Ramb.
I'm gonna go Gone Girl, because I do watch that movie weirdly too much. Then I'm gonna do Zach and Miri, then Fright Night, then Ramb.
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 And right. The winner.
Zach and Miri.
SVU month is...
Elizabeth Banks.
Zach and Miri Makeup. And you know, it's great because nice in job. That episode, she does porn and then you picked a movie
it's very
about
apt.
Porn. Like, it's great.
Yes.
It's excellent.
You know, like I've said many a time when we were talking about this theme, was sad Guido didn't do Kyle MacLachlan. I understand why he didn't. I get that. But then when he chose Brian Dennehy, I was like, oh, you're going to do Rambo? That's an uphill thing. You should have just done Tommy Boy and you would have just...
Cleaned house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. I like a challenge. And Rambo's badass.
Badass.
Rambo's
could've
badass.
Done Silverado. He weirdly is a dick sheriff in that movie too.
Well, we all know Silverado. What that? Then
your
we
brother's
would...
taste in movies is garbage. I don't care that he doesn't like Silverado.
He's got ears.
No idea what he's talking about.
I wasn't going to mention.
He's in Wild Wild West.
I wasn't going to mention my exactly. brother in that. I was saying because of who's in the movie would have gotten an absolute fail.
Oh yeah, Kevin Costner is in it.
Yep, would have failed it.
But the cost is the boss.
You know, we've talked about this, how my mom also hates Kevin Costner, but that is the only movie she actually loves him in, because he's quite lovely in it.
Have you seen Dancing with Wolves, Tammy?
I do like The Bodyguard.
Oh, that's right. You do like The Bodyguard.
Yeah, there you go. There's scene in that movie where he like throws this silk scarf over a samurai sword and it just cuts it in half. And I want you to know that that wouldn't fucking happen. Moving on. It's absurd. Allie, quid pro quo.
Well, Guido, would you like to announce the theme for April, since it is technically your month?
Thank you. I would.
Because you also have to explain the rules.
Yes, there's a rule. So I've chosen 90s sci-fi.
Well, there were two rules.
Well, remind me then.
Your first rule was it had to be made and released in the 90s. So like movies that were made in 89, like say Total Recall.
Total Recall's off the hook.
Would be excluded because it was made in the 80s, released in the 90s. Well, that too.
So
goes with
That wouldn't work.
The rule is 90s sci-fi has to be made and released in the 90s. And no low-hanging fruit in term, i.e., box office hits.
Independence Day, Men in Black, Jurassic Park.
Terminator 2.
Gotcha. Yeah.
No big ones.
No big ones.
Like, you know, that's the challenge.
Armageddon.
Like, find a good bad movie or a hidden gem. Like, there's a lot out there.
And they have to be sci-fi, yeah.
I can't stop rolling my eyes every time we talk about this.
Oh, come on.
Tammy, you just hate sci-fi.
Well,
I don't hate sci-fi. It's just not my favorite.
You said it. You've said that.
No, you've said it many a time. You
many
times.
Yeah, you can't back.
You just say it's not your genre. Yeah. Well, my pick for Guido's month, 90s sci-fi, came out in 1994. It was directed arguably by a director who did do big budget sci-fi movies in the 90s, but this one was not received well. It was directed by Roland Emmerich, and it stars Kurt Russell.
Yes.
And James Spader. It is Stargate.
Amazing pick.
Give Richard Kind some respect.
And Richard Kind.
He's in that
and
movie
also
too.
That weird talking guy from Third Rock from the Sun is randomly in this movie.
Not Gary Sinise.
French Stewart. Yes.
French Stewart.
You can watch Stargate for free on Tubi or Pluto TV. So
love Stargate.
That would have commercials in it, but I've watched stuff on it's never really that bad, to be honest. Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd, and you can suggest a theme month via social media or on our website, and please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Don't you ram it up your ass.